All right, welcome to the ninth episode of our podcast, Up on Foil, where we talk to and talk about people who enjoy being on foil. I'm Matt, living in Switzerland.
I'm Gael, living in Cyprus. And today we brought two special guests that for me are very special because if I started the journey, like, they were very supportive in the journey. Andrea is he's been following me since like I had like 200 subscribers or something, and he's still there. And thanks to him, I got in touch with Foil Drive. And Dominic, like, how I got to know him, it's pretty cool because I used to watch his videos when I first started pump foiling. I was watching his ladder videos. I had the idea of the ladder just because of his videos, and I actually got my first decent foil, the Axis 1310, thanks to his videos. So it was a great pleasure meeting him the first time, thanks to Andrea and Foil Drive. So Dominic, we were discussing like right before the call how you joined Foil Drive, and why did you discuss to open Foil Drive Europe in the Netherlands and not in Cyprus maybe or somewhere else?
Well, you're trying to say why did I choose the coldest country possibly in Europe when I could have chosen somewhere a lot warmer? Hi, by the way, thanks everybody for inviting me on. It's great to be here, and it's a real pleasure chatting to you guys. I just want to say, first of all, it's so bizarre that you have watched any of my videos, because without realizing it, I watched a whole lot of your videos. And this is what I love about foiling, especially this sport seems to bring people together just because of their shared passion in not only in doing the sport, but wanting to share and help other people to progress as well. So that's just so cool. So as quick as I can, I was living in the UK for most of my life. I then got a job teaching in Amman, in a British international school there. I was a science teacher for 8 years there. And just as I was moving back towards closer to the UK, I was sort of intending to go somewhere in Europe for my next teaching job. Foil Drive, who I had become really good friends with, Ben and Paul, the owners, and I was doing a lot of sort of, not work as an influencer, but I was just doing a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of Instagram posts, simply out of my passion for the sport. And Paul and Ben offered me a job. So it literally came to me as a complete surprise. I mean, we'd obviously been talking a lot. I was an ambassador for them. I've been doing a lot of testing of their new prototype products and that sort of stuff. So, I knew them very well by that stage. They knew I was heading back to Europe. They wanted somebody based in Europe. Why the Netherlands? Well, we looked at all the different countries and we just figured out that for the sales model that Foil Drive Europe needed, the Netherlands was best set up for that. They're masters at warehousing, 3PL solutions, logistics. They're very efficient. They're renowned for dealing with international businesses. And what's more international than a business that's based in Australia is hiring a UK citizen to work in Europe. So it just seemed right.
Yeah, true. Thank you very much. And how about you, Andrea? I think that you've got quite a similar story, right?
Well, yeah. First of all, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. And yeah, it was right. I started to follow you. I remember when you had like even less than 200 followers, but I was catched by the determination you had about what you were doing. And I was sure that at one point you were succeeding. And also the way you mastered the technique and you you grow up with that is something like really that can be really useful for someone else that want to approach. That's why you're starting to become the point for all the people that want to start to dog starting. And regarding Foil Drive instead, I started the journey because even me, I started to, to see the Dominic's videos and get addicted to them. And then at one point, because I started as first of all, behind the boat with the foil, I was trying to, to see how was this feeling, because I started quite at the beginning at 2018, and I started, I remember, with the first GoFoil model, the Kai, That was actually pretty like low aspect, you know, very first. I wish I kept that one, because now, you know, looking at where we are now, it's pretty good to see, you know, the progression. And then at one point I said, okay, I want to start to learn how to pump. And then I built myself a dock. Actually, there were like three or four versions, because the first one was like broken after one session. And the last one was very solid, but actually also very heavy, like 30 kilos of steel. And so I remember that after the 3-4 session, it was I was not reaching, you know, the level to enjoy it. And because, you know, setting up the dock takes like 30 minutes, and then carrying 30 kilograms in the water, and then, you know, bending myself, I was not fit by that time. And my back started to hurt a lot. And at one point, you know, I didn't have guys, you know, thing. And then I quit. I said, I can't do that. But in my mind, I said, I want to learn pumping. This is something I really want to do. And then suddenly, you know, four drive option came in my mind. I said, well, this one can be really good for me. So I asked also Dominic about, you know, some questions. And actually, he confirmed that can be like a really, really useful tool. So I got one four drive. And from then, really, my foil journey really changed completely. First of all, because I could like go in the water like every day, no matter what the condition, like every day. And since I have like 1 hour, the main difference that 1 hour spent with the dock start, when I had the dock, it results like in very few tries, because you try, then you fall, you get up on the dock, you swim back, you get so tired that you can try like very few times, let's say in 1 hour, maybe 10, 15. With four drive, you can like maybe that 10th time even more. So even my progression was like very, very fast. And so this is how I started to use four drive. And then from there, it opened up, you know, so many things, because one day it's flat. Okay, you start to practice. Another day, there is like this even 20 centimeter, 30 centimeter wave that when you're practicing, you start to get addicted also to that feeling, you know, to surf foil. So from dock start and pumping, you go to surf foil and then downwind. It's like so many options and so many things. It's never ending like a process and never ending fun. That's the thing. And
for sure, yeah. The progression, as you always mention, is so fast. And same thing as for Dominica, foil drive reached out to you thanks to your content, and then you started actually collaborating together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They first started just sending me a few prototypes. I didn't even know this until I visited them in Australia. I was the only person that they sent a prototype of the Gen 2 to outside of Australia. So I was under strict instructions to go to the most deserted beaches and never ever to show anybody these prototypes. You know, there were a few times where I think my friends thought that I'd lost the plot, because I was on the water, the only person, and then a few of my friends rocked up, whether they were sup surfing or trying to learn to sup foil at the time. And I would literally just pretend to paddle all the way to the other end of the beach, get onto the beach, run over to my car as quick as I can, holding the board in a way that they couldn't see what was going on, and just drive away. And they would like be messaging going, What the hell are you doing? We're here for a session. I'm going, oh, I'm feeling really ill. I've swallowed a whole load of seawater. It's feeling really bad. So it was crazy for a little while, just trying to keep it all secret. But thank goodness I managed. And after doing that, it was a quick trip to Australia in October, one of my half-term holidays, where I didn't know that they were sort of sussing me out to see whether I would fit into the team. And me and Paul were just chatting one day on the phone, and he said, what are you up to? You've got some holidays coming up. With you. So I said, well, my kids are going off with a school trip, so I'm on my own. Really, I can make up. I can just do whatever I want. He said, why don't you come out and visit us in Australia? So I was like, no way, visit the 4Drive crew. This is so cool. So went off, spent a week, had an absolute blast. I obviously met the whole crew. I met James Casey. I met so many people. First day I was there, time on the water with James Casey. Met Ben and Caitlin for the first time. There were humpback whales jumping in the ocean right just outside of where we were foiling. It couldn't have been more idyllic. Got on with them really well. And then I think about a month or two later, Paul, again on another call, he just offered me the job. And for about 20 minutes, I was just joking with him. I don't know whether it was because I didn't quite believe him or it hadn't quite sunk in yet. But it took about 20 minutes before I realized this guy's just offering me my dream job. We just started making plans there, and I handed him. It was a no-brainer for me, absolute no-brainer. I handed him my notice within that week, and then we just carried on making plans.
That is so cool. I checked online, and it says that you're Europe director, right?
It's a title, director of 4Drive Europe.
What does that mean?
Basically, well, it means I run 4Drive operations in Europe. Essentially, we've got a really cool team now. I mean, for the first 6 months, it was just me. And I've got my strengths and I've also got my weaknesses. Trust me, I've got a lot of weaknesses. And thank goodness we've now got Andrea, who is an absolute legend. So go into more about Andrea's role in a second. But we also have Jan Paul, who isn't here on the call with us today. He's the unsung hero. He's the person who you never see. He's in charge of operations, logistics, invoicing, shipping. He basically, you know, we're out there, we're dealing with people, whereas he makes it all happen. So he's an absolute legend. He's based in the office most of the time, but occasionally we let him out to play, and he comes out to the odd event with us and show him off to the public. But anyway, then Andrea. So
for Andrea, it says Europe rep on the website.
Oh, that doesn't describe Andrea, not at all. He's so much more than words could possibly describe. Andrea caught my attention. We were just, I think you just messaged me a few times, didn't you, Andrea?
Yeah.
It was just asking a few questions, and we instantly hit it off. We became, you know, that whole thing of online friends. And I always knew that, you know, some people you just know you're going to end up becoming more than online friends, and other people you know it's just an online thing. So and Andrea just got more and more involved. It was one of those organic things that we just found we were working together more and more and more, and discussing 4Drive more and more and more. And then Andrea, I'm going to hand over to you. I've been talking too much as ever. Go for it.
I'm based in Italy, so of course, you know, my main goal is, you know, to make the Italian market grow, but you know, help 4Drive and of course the figure of Dominic to assist 4Drive and him in everything. You know, it can be useful. For example, you know, the main fair around Europe, and you know, my first goal, for example, now in the next spring is to organize, you know, a big demo tour, because we realized that with the festival and with the demo tours, you know, the more people try it, because one thing is, you know, watch videos online or watch the product online, but seeing in person, you can first of all, like, enjoy the product as much as you can, and second, also you see in reality how good and how the quality of the product, and that's very nice thing, especially with the right gear. I find out in the last few demos that we had that even people that never got on foiled with the right gear, with the right technique. So with the right suggestion, they can foil within like 20 minutes and start to have fun, which is like the best thing ever, because you started to feel, you know, the foil and to have fun. That's all about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can see the passion coming through from Andrea. That yeah. was what attracted me to actually offer, because I knew that we were friends already and we were, you know, growing closer to just as a friendship. But what attracted me to offer Andrea a position within Full Drive was exactly what you're seeing now. His passion and enthusiasm, not just for the sport, but to help other people to develop their skills, to just grow the sport in Italy. And this whole thing about this organic approach to Full Drive, like Full Drive seems to attract the best people for the role at the time. It's crazy how these things come about. So me and Caitlin and Ben were analyzing the sales figures and the web traffic for Europe. And we realized that out of all the countries, Italy had the most amount of web traffic and internet sort of hits for any European country, but strangely the lowest sales figures.
Because we like to look but not to buy.
Well, not anymore. No, because Italy is now, thanks to Andrea, Italy is right at the top with the top countries within Europe. So we obviously wanted to explore how we could improve things, what we needed to do to improve things in Italy. And there, as happenstance would have it, there was Andrea, super enthusiastic. We knew we got on really well with him. So we chatted, we made offers, we had talks. And it was just the right thing at the right time. And this is just how Full Drive has grown so quickly and so successfully over the last, well, I suppose 4 years. Full Drive has just had its fourth anniversary from starting the business. A full year of that now has been with Gen 2. And every new big appointment, whether it's in Europe, myself, Jan-Paul, Andrea, Global Sales Manager, Travis, rest of the world team, we've got Ryan Arzi, there's Josh Koo. All of these cool people have come into Full Drive partly because of this organic experience of they just get involved naturally, and then Full Drive seems to adopt them. It's more of an adoption into a family than it is a job contract.
For me, it's important to understand the product, because it wasn't on my feeds, maybe because I'm from Switzerland and you're not allowed to write those things in Switzerland. Maybe that can be a point afterwards. But just in a few words, what is Full Drive? Who is it for exactly?
Andrea, I think you voiced this much better than me.
Full Drive, it's the perfect tool to progress. If you want to progress as fast as you can, I don't think there is another like option so good. And I think also Daniele, it's a perfect example of what Full Drive is capable to. When I met him in Athens, actually, he tried Full Drive once. And I think he actually didn't like it that much, because I saw his video, and when I saw his video, I said, okay, he's not using it with the right tools. He's not, of course, if you get a Ferrari for the first time and you don't have a driving license, you can't enjoy it. And of course, you're gonna say, no, I don't like it even if it's a Ferrari. So I said, would you like that I come and just to give it, a try? I don't, Ben, if you don't like it, it's okay. But I just want to give you the right experience with the right gear for Full Drive. And in fact, I think that after within the first battery, like it went out with this big, like a smile. I didn't say anything. He just said that, I think I was wrong. Just like that. I didn't say anything. And within the first battery, and within the third battery, like, so in less than 3 hours, it was passing like from a big board, like a 60 liter board, to a tiny 30 liter board, pumping around. And within the first 5 minutes, he couldn't even get up on the 50 liter board. So that's again something that, and now he's starting to start foiling after like a few batteries. So again, it's not me. It's something that really happened when you use the Full Drive. The progress is like skyrocketing.
You sent me some videos of the day that you two joined up in Athens to let Danielle use Full Drive properly for the first time. You sent me some videos, and I gotta say, I was like really jealous at one point, because I sent Andrea my original Apple Tree board. It's 4/4, 29 liters, super light, super stiff. It took me so long to be able to use that board and foil drive. And you picked it up on literally the first 5 minutes. I was like, damn, this guy's good. This guy's so good.
Yeah, no, I was impressed because the first time, like after the second day, I said, okay, let's try. But I was a little bit skeptical. I couldn't believe my eyes, really. The first try, the first 30 seconds, it was up.
But what it basically is, it's this battery that you screw between mast and board, and then you add this propeller to the mast, right?
I'm a really bad full drive rep right now because, yeah, I should have one to show people, shouldn't I? Yeah, essentially, it's
I'm going to add a picture here.
That would be great. Hey, there we go.
Wow, look at this.
And don't forget, I'm a YouTuber. Huh?
I'm glad one of us is prepared. Cool. So yeah, that's the aluminium casing. It's got the electronics inside it. You slot the battery into the open end, and then there's a injection molded nose cone that goes in the end. That box sandwiches between the board and the mast plate. And essentially, you then hold a remote control with a trigger, like a... Yeah, you pull the trigger and it engages the motor. So you've got progressive trigger control. You can go from 0 to 100% throttle just by pulling your finger on the trigger. So it's a really cool system. It's 100% watertight. You can change the batteries in literally a few seconds. There are two models to choose from. The one that Danielle has got there is the Slim, which is super thin. The Max is... Well, the Slim is 3 centimeters deep. The Max is 5 centimeters deep to accommodate a battery that's slightly bigger. These things have got the best power to weight ratio that design is capable of at the moment. You cannot squeeze more power, more runtime into such a small, lightweight unit. And for people like Danielle, whose skill level, as we're discussing, is very high, then he's...
Oh, well, I'm embarrassed. That's not true.
I've got a few things I want to say about it later, but my point is that full drive, as Andrea said, full drive is the perfect progression tool. But from my point of view, it's the most versatile piece of equipment that you can add to your foiling quiver, your equipment, because it's not only perfect for beginners. It doesn't matter what level you are, whether you're a beginner or you're right up there on the pro expert level. Foil drive lets you progress your skills no matter what your level. And you can do it with the Max, which is based around much longer runtime, but you've got a little bit more weight. Or you can use the Slim, which Danielle is using, which is much lighter and therefore affects your performance. I'll let you describe your experience of the foil drive, but for me personally, I don't think it affects my foiling performance at all when I'm on foil.
Can you tell me how much more weight it is? Because I just pump foil and wing foil, but in terms of pump foiling, the gear is pretty light. And if I add these things, it must add pretty much. No?
You're right, and there's always a compromise. No matter what you're doing, if you're dock starting, the compromise is you have to start from a dock, and if you fall outside of the dock, you got to paddle back in. We've all had that paddle of doom. When you're winging, you have to deal with the wing at all times, and if you're surfing or downwinding, you have to flag it out and deal with it. If you're sup foiling, you have to deal with the paddle and a super long high volume board. Every method has a compromise, so. The two systems, the Max with the big battery, it's 4.5 kilos, but you've got to add 1.2 for the motor. So 5.7, 5.8 kilos, you are adding. That's everything. That's the box, the nose cone, the battery, the controller, the motor pod, the motor, the cable, everything. 5.8 kilos. Then you've got the Max with the sport battery, the smaller battery. You save 1.1, 1.2 kilos. So you're now talking just over 4.5 kilos, roughly 4.5.
But you need a bigger board than to dock start, right?
Oof, I've dock started. Well, I have flat water started with pocket boards, like a 3.6, 8 liter board with a big foil, because you're going to be using a big pump foil. So all the lift comes from the foil. You don't need the board, is literally just a platform to stand on. Now, when you get below 4 foot, yes, it becomes very, very tricky. And on a pocket board, I mess up at least 2 starts out of every 3, but you know, I can get on foil. I would personally, the smallest board that I like to use is a 4.0 or 4.1 by about 26, 24 liters. That's 22 to 24 liters. For me, is the perfect foil drive version of a dock starting or flat water pump board.
Yeah. And then, as you said, it also depends on the foil. You know, you can downsize the board up until, as you said, like 20 liter, 25 liter, 30 liters to be kind of comfortable. And then yeah. If you downsize the foil, then you got to be ready to use maybe a bump to get up. You know, I found for my skill level and my weight, which is about 75-76 kg, that which with foils like fast foils, really like faster foils, below 1,000 square centimeter, I need a small bump to get up. But then, as you said, I wanted to know the weight of the Slim with the performance battery, because that's the one that I'm running, and I'm gonna run tests to see how it actually affects the pumping movements, because I'm really really curious. I wanna compare, you know, how far can you go pumping with it and without it. So just to compare to see how the weight actually affects the pumping frequency, cadence.
And... Are you gonna try foil drive with your Keto skier?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's probably gonna be like the best combination. I tried different brands in these last days with the foil drive, and so far I like Wings around 1200 to 1300 square centimeter. My opinion, those are the probably the best and more versatile wings to use, because you can still get up on foil in flat water without the need of a bump, and then they are still quite fast and fun to glide and pump and ride waves with. Because then if you downsize even more, then probably you need a bigger skill set and probably like bigger conditions as well. But for sure, I'm gonna lie, I'm really really curious to see what I can do in the future in bigger conditions with smaller foils, because that's probably the goal at the end of the day, right? The reason why I decided to switch to it, beside you know, progressing faster in surf foiling and downwinding, is to literally be able to get out there in big conditions on a small board without a paddle and without a 2 meter long board. And that's probably what Dominic was actually saying. You know, it's a nice tool even for pros, because suddenly they can be out there with like 2 meters waves on a tiny board. And that's something that you cannot do anywhere else, like in any other way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I would take it a stage further. It's not just the pros, because I'm a million miles away from being a pro, but I've recently just started using an 880 centimeter square foil pumping on flat water. And this is just absolutely unreal. And the only, I don't know many people who would be able to dock start an 880 centimeter square foil, but I can flat water start it with foil drive with the Slim that you've got. Oh yeah, by the way, the Slim, you asked the weight. I forgot, I only gave you the weight of the Max. So the Slim with the big battery is, with the small battery is 2.3 kilos. You've got to add the motor and pod, which is 1.2, like I said. So 3.5 kilos. That's all you are adding on with the Slim and the small battery. But the point is, if you put 2.3 kilos on the nose, it would be hideous. The design of foil drive with the mass, 90% of the mass being directly on top of the mast. So it's absorbed by the foil system itself. Again, imagine you spread that mass over the whole board. You've now got a lot of swing weight and it detracts from maneuverability and pumping. But with all that mass concentrated above the pivot point, then it almost disappears. Daniela, I completely agree with your point. For people who want to learn to dock start, this is something that I started with. I started dock starting. You mentioned the ladder at the beginning. I don't think I would be as good a foiler or maybe a flatwell pumper today if I hadn't have taught myself to dock start. But with foil drive, you can get there quicker, because you can learn to pump super quick and easy, and then you've just got the dock starting. When you and I started, and Andrea and most people before foil drive came along, you would have to sort of learn to dock start and pump at the same time. So even if you did manage to land on the board properly without being catapulted off, you're then struggling to learn how to pump. So it's two of the hardest skills you're trying to combine together. So foil drive, you learn to pump first, and then you take foil drive off and you can start to learn to dock start. And when you do hit a perfect landing, you then know you can pump around and it's not a complete disaster every time. So I'm certainly, even though I'm completely biased and addicted to full drive, I do see the value in being able to dock start as well. And the two skills definitely complement each other.
That makes sense. What about compatibility? We talked about like guys gear. Can I add full drive to whichever mast, or are there certain brands that work better?
Like a couple of years ago, we did like for each mast, there was like a custom pod, which is the thing that you attach to the mast. And now, lately, finally, we released the universal pod, which is like injection molded. And inside, you see that you can changing those little keys. There are, of course, they give it to you. There are different lengths, and it can be adapted to any mast that does not exceed the 150 millimeters cord, which, like, I think maybe there are just one or two on the market.
I think there's only one. You could be right. Maybe there's two now, but it's where the masts taper out. It's only in that first sort of 10, 15 centimeters. You can still, the mast, I think, is a gong pump carbon mast, and it tapers out ridiculously because it needs the stiffness for those huge pump foils. It's 151 millimeters at wherever. And yeah, we can still fit that universal motor pod on, but not at the shortest positions.
So it needs to be further down.
Yeah. By the way, even if you have that one, that only one, a full drive can make like a custom one for you. So
we talked about the Switzerland problem, right?
Yeah, I saw someone with a full drive going out. I thought, like, ooh, that's cool. Maybe that could be something for me. A little, I call it cheat, because I tried downwinding on a Lake Neuchâtel with the paddle, and I'm still struggling because of balance and whatnot. So I think if I had the speed first, then it would be easier to get up, and a foil drive would help. But as I'm aware, and I checked some websites of the administration, it's not allowed. Do you know anything else? Are you trying to work on like getting it to Switzerland for me?
Man, Switzerland's a tough gig. The lakes there, there's a complete ban on all motorized craft. So, you know, full drive is motorized. There's nothing we can do to get around that. You'd be surprised how many people email me and say, oh, can I buy full drive, or can I be an ambassador? I live in Switzerland. I'm going, dude, I'm so sorry, but, you know, the regulations out there. He goes, oh, I don't care. I'll be really careful. Look, sorry, we can't condone people breaking the law. It's people are so desperate to do it. I've got one guy who lives just inside Switzerland, but whenever he foil drives, he just goes across the French border, and he's still on it's Lake Geneva.
Yeah, not allowed, so, even from the French side. Yeah,
really? Oh, because okay, but not say anymore. I thought it was legal to foil in to use it on the French side of Lake Geneva.
No, actually, I double checked that.
Maybe we should edit that today.
Yeah, but you could still take it on vacation, right?
Is close to Geneva. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're hoping that people will reevaluate regulations, because, I mean, it's such a small, the beauty of foil drive is that Paul's designed it to be to have enough power so that you can get up on foil and do everything that you want, but to be small and unobtrusive enough to you know, not be noticed when you're foiling. And as such, I mean, he could have made it more powerful. Anyone can make a system that's super powerful and super long runtime. But the problem is, it would then be huge, big, heavy, horrible weight distribution, and it would just defeat the point. So the power, I think it's 1.92 horsepower. It's 1.45 kilowatts. These things, just in terms of personal watercraft, even let alone boats or full e-foils, the power levels are so low. We just don't need them as a foil assist. So we're hoping that people, as they get to know them and their limitations as well as their potential, we're hoping that regulations may well be adjusted to accommodate it, because it's a really valuable part of the sport.
Foil drive is not e-foil. There's a distinction, right? Can you maybe talk about that as well?
Yeah, sure. I mean, full e-foil is super big, super heavy, super powerful. I mean, their motors are much bigger than ours, much bigger and heavier. You pick up just the motor alone and you go, wow, the e-foil motor is big and heavy. bigger diameter, longer, much heavier, but they are more powerful because they have to be. You know, they've almost got unlimited power so that even a really heavy, unskilled person can get on one and pull the trigger and muscle their way up onto foil with very little levels of skill. They're super heavy. Again, they have to be for that amount of power that's drawing all that current. It has to have a big battery to have the runtime that it needs. You can zoom around on them. I'm not knocking them at all. It's just not my bag. You know, for those people who love that sort of thing, you know, they go super fast, much faster than foil drive. They do have, at the moment, most of them have got a longer runtime. All of that's sort of, the boundaries are already being blurred in those respects. And they will eventually, I think, come to a tipping point. I think in favor of foil drive for sure. But e-foils, the biggest problem with the e-foils is you can't surf with them properly. You can't downwind with them properly. You certainly can't do flat water pumping with them. They're very limited. They're a one-trick pony. They are e-foils. You can go e-foiling with them. With the foil drive, it's a foil assist. You can flat water pump. You can downwind. You can surf. You can go voyaging if you want. You can. I know one of our team riders in the UK, he puts a power battery in his Max and a power battery in a dry bag on in a rucksack, and he just goes 30 kilometers sort of round trip, just exploring the UK coastline, which is pretty awesome.
How long does a big battery last?
Well, with a big foil, and he's a lightweight guy, he's getting 15 kilometers off of each battery. I think he's just under 70 kilos, so not that light. But yeah, with a mid-sized board and a you know, I think a 1400 centimeter square efficient, you know, glidey foil, yeah, he's getting about 15 kilometers on one battery, so that's 30 kilometer round trip that he does. But winging as well, I use it for winging. I used to just use it for light wind winging, just to help break the surface tension of the water, get the board off the water. First time I tried it, it was nuts. I was on a 120 litre board with the Axis 1300, which, by the way, is 1900 centimetres squared area. It's 1300 wingspan. So a big, big, very lifty foil. And I had a 7 metre duotone slick, and I was pumping my lungs out just to try and get up on foil. And then I said, because I was filming it by GoPro, and I said, right, I'm going to just pull the trigger now and see if it makes it easier. I pulled the trigger, one little sort of half a pump with the wing just sort of to maintain my balance, and I was up on foil, effortless, absolutely effortless. And you know, for light wind winging, it's a complete no-brainer. Now I use it for the opposite end of the spectrum. If I want to go out on a 700 centimeter square foil, but it's super gusty and in the lulls, no way in hell I'm pumping myself up onto foil using the wing. Now, if there's a lull, I'm still pumping, but I pull the trigger and easy as anything, I'm up on foil. I can now go out, you know, 3 hours and I come in like I'm you know, able to have a conversation with my partner without falling asleep. Whereas an hour and a half, I'd feel like I'd done 10 rounds in a boxing ring, and I'd come in, I'd just fall asleep on the sofa because I'd be shot.
Let me add you something really quick about the wing foil, because we were in Fehmarn at the festival the last April, where all the brands were presenting, you know, the new products for the 2025. And, you know, there was a big market of the light wind. So they were presenting like the big board and the big wing, like 8-9 meters. And actually that day was, we had like 7-8 knots. And they were all trying, you know, to go there. They were like 20 people in the water trying with these big boards and with big wings, but nobody get up. At one point, Dominic got his board, his mid length. I think it was like around 60 liters and the 5 meter. The 5 meter, and he was the only one with four drive, and he was the only one going around. And when he went back, all the other brands just came to us, please, can we make a video? Because we wanted to. It was insane. It was insane. It was so good.
Absolutely. I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. The funniest thing about that was that we didn't have any wind wings with us. So, and I think it was literally 4 to 6 knots. It definitely wasn't up there at 8. And we went around asking a few of the other brands who were demoing their equipment, say, can we borrow either a 5 or a 6 meter, and they were going, do you know what? There's no point. Just, you know, they were, you could tell they were really reluctant to lend us one. And finally, somebody let us borrow a wing. And as soon, like Andrea said, as soon as everybody saw that I was the only person just zipping up and down, I came back in, they were going, oh, do you want to use ours? Do you want to, you know, like, just use ours for a bit?
Andrea, you talked about the demos. And first of all, can you just give us, are you going to post those things on Instagram?
Yes, we have the Facebook Facebook Italian for Drive page, because when I do demos in Italy, that's the place. And of course my the Instagram related that I have, it's InfoLancer, and I always tag 4Drive and 4Drive Europe. So within my stories, even if you follow just 4Drive Europe, you're gonna see for it. And right now, in fact, we are preparing for the next season, a very nice and intense demo tour. And for sure, we're gonna, as soon as we have it, because we're gonna have it in collaboration not only with the surfs, the local surf centers, but also with the local dealers. And because there is a lot of interest, of course, people, they want to see, they want to try. And as soon as we have the calendar, I'm going to post it on the social media.
Are you going to be at the Mediterranean or also on the lake, specifically for me personally, Lake Garda?
Yeah, we're going to be for sure at Lake Garda. For sure, it's one of the... It's on the list.
Cool. Thank you.
Wing for the Mecca. Yeah. And we discussed about different models. And I want to know your take, Andrea or Dominic, on what model should one go for? Because, maybe they're confused. Yeah, they want to go far, but at the same time, they don't want to add too much weight to the equipment. So what would you recommend, considering the skill level and what they're into maybe and the foil?
For me, because I got this question, for the people that they tried, that 90%, even 95% are beginners. So of course, for beginners, I'm gonna suggest them to buy the Max, which is the model that has more runtime. So even if they got one battery, they can still have fun. And to the people that they say, by the way, it's just, a default, we don't get tired, because that's not true. Because you got, even if you don't go up on foil, but just standing, on the board, you have to, activate the core, and you do fitness. So even after one battery, you actually get tired, especially if you are a beginner. And so the Max also, it allows you to progress and to have more runtime, so more time in the water. If you are advanced and you just want, for example, specifically use it for lightweight winging or pumping, so when it's critical that you have, the least weight as possible, then of course, in that case, I would recommend the Slim, because even if you buy another battery, which is not expensive at all, then you can, combine that runtime that you got with one sport battery for the Max. So that's my advice.
And then probably before Dominic tells us his take, we've seen pros in videos on the 4Drive channel that essentially they do a super long downwinder and then they still have battery on the Slim Performance, and because essentially it's probably, as you said, it probably depends on the skill level of the rider. The more advanced you are, the less you use it. You just probably use it just to get up with the first bump and then just ride waves and connect waves. But yeah, Dominic.
Well, for me, 4Drive is all about increasing your time on foil. And I mean, let's say that's the bit that when we're having fun, right? I mean, getting up on foil is just a means to be able to be on foil, whether you're downwinding, you're surfing, you're pumping or whatever. So I just want to put out there, really, that we're talking about the Slim and the Max, and the difference, obviously, is the weight and the runtime. The Max is heavier and it has a longer runtime. But don't think for a minute that it's impossible to pump or surf or or downwind or even wing foil with the Max and the biggest battery. It's perfectly possible. Paul did a whole load of tests, and this is what I was talking about before, all the prototypes. He made one at 5 kilos and one at 5.5 kilos and one at 4.5 kilos, and we decided on the 4.5 kilo one. I'm talking about without the motors now. So the Max of the power battery is 4.5 kilos, 1.2 for the motor and pod. Now, if you go much more than that in terms of mass, then yes, you really do start to feel it. And this is one of those problems with proper e-foils, because they are, you know, I mean, I think even the lightest, smallest model is still around 22, 23 kilos. Now, if you take your average foil equipment setup and you add 5 kilos to it, that's about as much as you can add before it starts to become detrimental to performance. So what I'm trying to say is that don't be deterred by the Max with the power battery because of its weight. That is not a problem. Like I say, it's centered over the mast, so it almost all of that mass just disappears when you're on foil. You feel it when you're carrying it. The amount of people that pick it up for the first time and go, oh God, this is heavy. And you can see in their brains, this is going to be a horrible experience. They're walking it down to the water. And then they pull the trigger and their sort of like worried expression turns into, whoa, this is so much fun. So I think the power battery for the Max is going to be the I mean, that is, our sales figures show that that's, you know, probably about 70% of our sales, because most people don't mind that level of compromise to their performance, to their equipment. And let's, like I said before, every method of foiling has a level of compromise. So foil drive, you've got this tiny little bit of extra mass that you've got to deal with. To begin with, it's the difference between maybe using one size foil up, what you would normally do, or one, you know, a slightly bigger board than what you would normally do. But when you get experienced, my God, you can go down and down and down. And like I say, I'm not a pro foiler by any means, but I'm now using much smaller foils than I ever thought I would be able to use. So what would advise other people to use? I think it's 100% dependent on the conditions that you are foiling in, the foiling discipline that you are wanting to do, and obviously your skill level. So if I was surf foiling in glassy, smooth conditions with lovely, clean, consistent sets coming through, all fairly close together, I would definitely go with a slim, because I can pump to link waves. I only need to use the odd burst of the motor to correct a mistake, or if my legs are completely shot, just to help me get that last little bit of distance to connect a wave. If I'm downwinding, it depends. Quite often I would actually choose the Max despite the extra weight, because I feel like if I'm going more than 2K offshore and it's super gnarly conditions, then I want to make sure I've got enough battery power to get me in if I've got a problem. But if it's a shore runner and I'm not going much more than, you know, 500 meters to a kilometer offshore, and I know that, you know, it's a cross onshore wind, I know it's fairly safe, then yeah, I'll use the slim, because let's face it, we're all talking about performance, but let's not forget about safety as well. You know, foil drive, one of the risks of using foil drive is that it makes you think like you're a foiling superhero. It suddenly gives, you know, your skill levels here with foil drive, suddenly your skill level is up there. And I've heard people putting themselves in really, really dodgy conditions because they've got the ability to get themselves into those conditions, whether their skill level is ready for it or not. So I suppose one of the things I want to say is just be a little bit restrained, a little bit careful about what you let yourself do.
That is very interesting. The propeller itself, once you're out of the water, does it stop turning?
Then you take your finger off the trigger.
All right. And if you were to like fall down and somehow forget to lose the trigger, and you have your leg where the propeller is, what happens?
Every sport has its dangers. And if somebody is foiling, then presumably they've thought about the consequences of standing on a platform that underneath it has got a machete that's attached to an axe. You know, it's literally, there's no shortage nice. of sharp edges in foiling. And yes, obviously a spinning motor, spinning propellers is an additional danger, but I think e-foiling is the same. There are eFalls without prop guards. Full drive, you can use a prop guard. We have a prop guard if people want. Yes, it will reduce the efficiency by increasing drag, but it's a safety thing if people want it. Most people accept the responsibility. And as long as you are aware that of that additional extra risk, then I think relatively few people have been injured. That, you know, those injuries, I wouldn't belittle them and say that they're not serious. I don't know. But one of the safety mechanisms is that if you fall in, even if you're still pulling the trigger, if you fall in, the controller will be underwater, and water blocks wireless signals, and you will lose signal and the motor will stop. However, there is a function in the app called latency. You can set the latency, which is the amount of time elapses from when the signal is lost from when the motor actually stops. You can adjust that. Full drive has given people the option of increasing or decreasing the latency. So if you're using a small board and you want to do duck diving and you don't want the signal to be lost when, you know, the board goes underwater because it's a, you know, negative volume board, then you can increase the latency, which means that I think the default is 0.3 seconds. So 330 milliseconds is the default latency. You can increase that to, I think, 600 or maybe 800 milliseconds, 0.8 of a second. And you can decrease it down to 0.1 or 0.2. So if you're a beginner or you're you know, worried about safety, maybe your kids or your partner, you know, you're teaching them to foil, you can decrease latency to its lowest setting. And then literally as soon as you lose signal, the motor stops. Or you can increase the latency if you're a pro and you're duck diving or on a tiny board, and it will increase the time before the motor stops, because, you know, presumably by doing that, you accept that risk and you're aware of it. If you're aware of a risk, it's very unlikely that, it's less likely that you'll have an accident.
And I like what you said in terms of not being an eFall, because, you know, I tried an eFall, I did so. But, you know, with an eFall, you can start from here and then you get to here and then you're done. Like, the progression is fast, but it's short. Like, what can you do with it until a point, right? Well, it's with a full drive, as you said, Dominic and Andrea, the progression is almost endless. You can do whatever with it. And I wanted to ask if you can say something, guys, about what's going to be like, what are the projects in the future? I know that Axis came out with an integrated mast. And what else? out of what you can say, of course. We don't want to steal your secrets and anything like that.
This is the question that I always worry about when people ask, because, every brand Full Drive has always got prototypes and projects on the go. And Paul is always coming up with ideas. And it's the same for, you know, whether it's Axis or F1 or whatever brand, they will always be developing new models. Some of those will come to market and some of those won't. That's the whole point of R&D. And it's a little bit, it got to the point that the hype around new products, I think, came to a head about 6 months ago, where everybody was leaking any picture that they could find and you know, highlighting an area, going, oh, I haven't seen this design of Axis Falls. And Adrian, one of the owners of Axis, answered the question and he said, yeah, it's a prototype. We might bring it to market at some point if we manage to perfect it, and if it's what we feel is appropriate for the market, we might not. We're always testing to try and improve things, to try and make things better. If you don't, you'll never have any progress. Just, you know, it's like we'd all be still riding horses instead of driving cars. You know, it's, you know, you've got to have new updated models. Now, foil drive. Yes, obviously, we've got a lot of things, cool things coming out that have been sort of spoken about already from AWSI. No problem to say about those. So we've got a lot of collaborations. The AWSI, we already had 8 different brands of integrated masts. The Unifoil, F1, Slingshot, I don't want to lose any yet, North. We've already got No Limits, Axis, as you mentioned. They were the first ones to come on board. There are going to be more, for sure. Since AWSI, loads more brands saw the value of foil drive and are talking to Ben and Paul about some collaborative products. Not just integrated masts. Oh, and I should explain. An integrated mast is where the cable, The motor is bolted permanently onto the mast, and the cable system is inside the mast, and it's a very special base plate that's been manufactured to accommodate the cable coming out of the bottom. So it's completely flush. There is no drag, zero drag, and you'd be amazed. Okay, so if the foil, if the motor is in assist position, you've only got 15, 20, or 25 centimeters of cable showing, but even integrating that inside the mast reduces drag, increases performance, increases runtime, and there's the convenience value. It's so much easier to, you know, assemble, disassemble, everything else. If you're talking about, and we've been talking about e-foiling detrimentally, but again, AWSI, and I've been loving using my foil drive as an e-foil, and I used to have it with the big long cable all the way from the base plate to the fuselage where the motor pod has to be for proper refoiling. And the drag from that, I could tell it was there, but, you know, it was still a bit of fun. Didn't do it that often, but it was still something to do on a flat day if my legs were jelly from the pump session the day before. With an integrated mast and e-foil position, there's no cable on the trailing edge of the mast. And it's incredible how much better in terms of performance that is. I mean, e-foiling just becomes so much. I look forward to e-foiling sessions now because you can put on a tiny little foil, you can zip around. I was saying, e-foils, 25 to 35 kilos, you can go fast, you can do super fast carves. That's pretty much it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know the pros can do weird things with them like pros can do with everything, but for the average person, that's pretty much it. Now, you strap on an e-foil integrated mast onto your foil drive system, onto your performance foil kit, and you are now literally surfing on flat water. You can crank turns, you can do like circles at ridiculously small radius. You can honestly, we had the slingshot reps trying out the slingshot prototype integrated masts, one on e-foil position, one on foil assist position. We could not get them off the water. They were just, you know, they were blown away by how much fun they were having. And they were like, I was not looking forward to e-foiling, but this has changed my perspective on it because, you know, you no longer have the swing weight. You no longer have the weight. You have your own performance foiling system. It's a game changer. Integrated mast. We've obviously got a whole load of boards that are coming out that are full drive approved, which are being designed specifically for full drive, designed for full driving. We're also having a whole load of recessed boards that some brands are making. So the box is now completely flush with the hull of the board. And that's not essential, but for those people who are pretty much dedicating most, if not all, of their foiling time to foil drive, it is a nicer feel. There's less drag on takeoff, less drag on touchdowns, slightly more direct feel because the mast and the foil is therefore close to your feet. All of these things are a bonus. We've got the travel batteries coming out. That's going to be awesome. We've got the V2 motor, which is this new interchangeable cable system. So that's super convenient for people who just want to be able to change the motor height on their mast now. Opens up all of that for people. And other things. Am I allowed to say other things? Okay, yes, I can say about this is what you've been waiting for. You didn't care. Everyone's going to be fast forwarding until this bit. Right, so the new controller. Paul has designed, and it's still very much prototype, so this isn't going to come out for quite a few months. And when it does, it won't replace the existing controller. That will come as standard in the kit. This will be an optional extra because it, you know, not everybody will need it. So it's available for those people who think that it's good for them. It comes as sort of like an oval shape. I call it a hand grenade. It can be stuck on the board. It's got like a little holder. So the holder can be stuck on the board. It can be strapped to the wind wing boom or handle or somewhere on it. It can be Velcroed to your SUP paddle. It can be Velcroed to your, or strapped to your arm or somewhere your harness if you've got on, wherever. And you can use just the buttons on the controller. Those buttons you can pre-program. There are four buttons, and each of them you can pre-program via the app to whatever percentage throttle that you want. So there's a magnet system so that if you stick that controller to the board, to your prone board, and you've got a magnet that's stuck to the bottom of it, which goes to a loop around your arm or around your neck or clip onto your wetsuit. You can basically press the button. It will engage the motor at that throttle setting, and it will not switch off until you pop up. And as you pop up, this little lanyard or piece of rope that's attached to the magnet pops off the controller, therefore switching the motor off. So prone foilers who don't want to use the system for anything else other than a boost to get up on foil or downwinding. So when you're on foil, you no longer have the ability to use the there's no trigger to pull. Actually, that's not quite true. You can still press the button depending on where you've put the controller. But the point is, it's a pure prone controller from that point of view. Or you can screw in an attachment. At the moment, he's got two attachments that he's designing. One is a pressure pad that you can, again, stick to the board, and you can press on it with your foot to engage the motor. You can squeeze it. You can attach it to the wind wing handle and squeeze it with your thumb or your fingers or your palm of your hands to engage the motor. You can have it on a SUP paddle. You can even, there's one team rider who even, at the moment, he operates the trigger with his tongue. He bites the controller, well, puts it in his mouth, and he pushes the trigger with his tongue. So that is, he's going to be holding this pressure pad in his mouth and just squeeze with his teeth, I presume. And there's another control attachment that has got four buttons that each one, again, you pre-program with the percentage throttle you want. And then when you press the button, it operates the motor. But when you release the button, the motor stops. So there's so many applications. And the point is that 4Drive is giving people the ability to tweak their setups, to fine tune, to allow them to use their setups in the way that they want to use it. So you're no longer, most people will still just be using the triggers, the trigger controller. But these controllers, for whatever application you want to do, for whatever your preference, the style of riding, whatever foiling discipline, you get to do it. The only other thing that I can possibly say at the moment is that there will be a lot of optional extras, a lot of cool things that you can buy to add on to your existing system. It won't affect the standard kit that people will buy. And the Gen 2 system is there for a long time. It's not going to be upgraded, certainly not on an annual basis. It's there for years because Paul has future-proofed it. He's already releasing, we're about to, this is very cool. And I think this is probably okay to release this. Paul is about to release a software upgrade that will just magically appear in the app one day, so that anybody who owns a Gen 2 will be able to, you'll have to reinstall the app, which takes literally 2 minutes. And then as you scan the code on your box, it will open up a whole load of new power settings, higher power settings, more boost for longer time. And you can preset this you tweak it to whatever you want. So suddenly with a tech product, you expect it to get redundant over time. Not 4Drive, not Gen 2. Gen 2 is just going to get better and better and better, partly through software updates that are going to be completely for free, unlocking more power and more functionality. But you can also, if you want to, if you need to, you can buy, there will be in the future, I'm not, certainly not this year, and I don't know how long it'll be, but there will be different motor options, different battery options. And, you know, Paul's big brain will continue to blow us all away with cool products and ideas. 4Drive is leading the charge. We're ahead of the game. We're already developing second, third, you know, iterations of things. Our product works. It's, you know, it's just proven to be allowing people to just push their boundaries. So the future is very, very exciting.
Thank you so much for all these informations. I have just one more questions, because if I see this product and you, Andrea, said that, you can just take another small battery with you. I'm thinking price. Foiling is already quite expensive for me, at least. So adding that, it adds up. Can you tell us about how it is priced if someone's never heard of it before?
Before 4Drive side answers to the question, I want to answer myself, because I haven't thought about it before. But then yesterday I met a guy. He's also a 4Driver. 4Driver, yeah. this word exists, yeah. And he said, like, you know, I I didn't have a foil drive, and I had four different foils. I had three different stabs. I had five different wings. And now that I have the foil drive, I sold all my equipment because I'm always out with the smallest foil and the smallest wing. So I didn't consider that because probably I'm not into wing foiling, but that's a very nice point because when you have the foil drive, then you don't need three boards. So you don't need four foils and five wings because you have the assist. So you can decide how much of the assist to use in which conditions, if any.
Yeah, this is a good point. Another good point is, of course, the quality. The quality is something that you can see with your eyes. You take it in your hands and you see it, that it's there. And included in the price is something that I think it's priceless, which is the support of all the team, which like the response is less than 12 hours. Whatever problem you might have, the team is always there to answer and to solve the problem in the quickest way as possible. This is something not that I say because I'm from Full Drive. You can go to whatever channel, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, the Facebook owners group, which is like now more than 3,000 people from all over the world. They always say the same thing, which is like the response. And the Full Drive is a company that stand by their clients in that matters. And this is something, you know, really cool, especially when you pay that price, you want someone and the company that helps you if you have a problem, not in days, in hours.
Yeah, the Full Drive team, they care. They really do. And it's testament to Paul and Ben, who have built up this team themselves. Everybody is handpicked. And they pick us because they know that we care. We care about the sport. Therefore, we care about the people who are doing the sport. And we care about the product. And I completely agree with what Andreas just said there. That is so important to Full Drive, not just the quality of the product, but the quality of the service before and especially the after sale service that we try and provide. Look, Full Drive, we're all human. We make mistakes, but the point is that we learn very quickly. We improve every aspect that people tell us about that they think could be improved, or we've identified it already and are taking steps to improve it. Yeah, I think the price of Full Drive, there's no denying it's a high cost item.
Was it €5,000?
It's more than that. Okay, so a slim with a performance battery, I think, is just under €5,000. With the max with the power battery, that's the biggest battery, is 5,870, I think.
It's €5,785.
Thank you. You see,
that's the price.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. What Full Drive, what that price gives you is ultimate versatility. It can help you with every part of your foiling. But yes, it's expensive, but what's the point of having all that expensive Full Drive, all that expensive foiling gear if you can't use it? Most people aren't on the water every day of their lives. Most foilers are, you know, the weekend warriors. That's what makes the majority of any sport, really. We all see the pros going out every day. If you're lucky enough to go out every day, I mean, I used to since I started working for Full Drive, my foil time has reduced dramatically. That's changing now. That's changing. Setting up Full Drive Europe was always going to be, you know, a tough gig, long hours. We've made a lot more progress in this year than I thought we would ever do. And a lot of that is down to Jan-Paul and Andrea. So we're all getting to the stage where we're getting a little bit more water time. But my point is that if you have limited water time and you've got limited foil time, then you want to be able to make the most of those times. Maybe you've got busy family and work life. Maybe you're not as fit as you could be. Whatever reasons, you want to be on foil for every minute that you have available, then Full Drive is worth 2, 3, 4 times that amount. And let's face it, it's something that's, it's, you know, you buy a Full Drive and it's not going to be outdated within a year or two. Like I said before, it's just going to keep getting better and better, and you can upgrade your other foiling equipment as many times as you need to, and your Full Drive will still work with that equipment. That's one of the many, many beauties.
Very good point. Thank you very much, guys. I don't want to steal any more of your time. But yeah, we still remember that if you're in Italy, then next year for sure, Andrea, and maybe me as well, I don't know, we're going to do some demo events around the peninsula. And how about other events quickly, if you want to mention somewhere else, so that people can maybe try Full Drive?
We are planning at the moment, one of my main tasks at the minute is to plan next year's event calendar, and it's huge. We are going to be around Europe constantly. I can't say right now where we will be and when, but yeah, most of the main foiling destinations we'll be visiting at least once. Lots of the main foiling sort of festivals and events, that sort of thing. Andrea and myself, and yeah, I'd love to get you involved, Daniel, if you want to help us along. That would be amazing. So we'll certainly be publicizing where we're going and when as soon as we've settled it. But yeah, lots of demo tours, lots of visiting our dealers to help support them, putting on little meet and greets and giving people a chance to demo the equipment as well as the big events, for sure.
That's cool. And Andrea, we can find you on at Infoilancer. Dominic, what's your handle?
At Dominic Hoskins, but really it's at Full Drive Europe. That's what I've very little time for my own IG now. It's all about Full Drive Europe.
Gael, of course, we'll find you at Gael Daniele. Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's the next episode going to be about, Matt?
The next episode is going to be a little special because now it's going to be the 10th episode. You had one guest or two guests every episode. And the next one is actually just going to be us too. And, I'm going to be interviewing you, Gael, because you were in my timeline more or less when I started pump filing, and it's going to be all about you. So that's going to be episode number 10.
Definitely, definitely look forward to that one. Daniel, seriously, I didn't get around to saying it at the start, but when I started watching your videos, I was like, looking back at my own going, oh my God, this guy's not only is he a better foiler than me, but his video skills are way beyond mine. Yeah. So trust me, what you're doing is really, really cool. I really appreciate it from the point of view of for my own benefit. But what you're doing for the sport is absolutely brilliant. So thanks so much for what you're doing and keep doing it because you're doing a brilliant job. Really are.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it, especially from you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right.
So guys, awesome. I'll see you in the next one.